Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantang with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland government and civil society organizations appeals government of India to appoint an interlocutor of political level or ministerial level for the ongoing Indo-Naka political dialogue and peace process. NESO urges Prime Minister Modi to intervene in the 16-month-long Manipur conflict, calls for immediate action and peace talks. Nagaland School Education Department to conduct comprehensive data collection exercise for all private schools in the state. And staff of Akashvani Kohima takes part in tree plantation as part of Ek Ped Ma Ginam campaign. Now the news in detail. Nagaland government along with the civil society organizations has appealed government of India to elevate the ongoing Indo-Naka political dialogue and peace process to the highest political level by appointing an interlocutor of political level or ministerial level who has the confidence and mandate of the government. This appeal was made through a resolution adopted unanimously today during a consultative meeting on Naka political talks convened by Nagaland government with stakeholders, including tribal hohos, representatives from civil society, mass-based organizations, churches, NGOs, gazetted officers, unions, student bodies, and political parties, among others. The House appreciated the negotiating parties, the Government of India, and the Naga political groups of the ongoing Indo-Naga political dialogue for continuously upholding the principles of the ceasefire agreements and ensuring that there is no breakdown of the talks despite facing several challenges and hurdles in the past two decades. The House also appealed to all Naga political groups and national workers to refrain from any further factionalism, formation of breakaway groups, or the creation of new organizations. Meanwhile, the House appealed to all sections of Naga society to make further efforts towards strengthening unity and oneness in order to bring all stakeholders of the peace process under a spirit of understanding. The House further agreed that all participants of the meeting will make renewed efforts for unity of Naga society. The Northeast Students' Organization, NESO, comprising student bodies from the 7 northeastern states, today voiced serious concern over the ongoing violence in Manipur, which persisted for 16 months. In a representation addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah, NESO condemned the widespread loss of life and destruction caused by the conflict, labelling the situation as dire and deeply alarming. The organization, which includes groups like the All Assam Students' Union, Naga Students' Federation, Khasi Students' Union and others, expressed solidarity with the victims and criticized the use of advanced warfare tactics such as drone and missile strikes. NESO maintained that such measures have only deepened the divide between communities, making peace more elusive. In its appeal, NESO urged the Prime Minister to break his prolonged silence on the issue and visit Manipur to personally assess the situation. The student body said the absence of a decisive response from the central government has aggravated the crisis. NESO called for the formation of a high-level peace committee with representatives from all communities to help mediate a peaceful solution. Further, NESO reaffirmed its commitment to peace in the region, stating that constructive dialogue is the only path forward. The organization urged the government to act swiftly to restore stability, protect vulnerable populations, and work towards resolving the conflict. Nagaland School Education Department will be conducting a comprehensive data collection exercise for all private schools in the state. The department said this is to ensure accurate and up-to-date information for effective monitoring and support. In this, the department informed all preschools and private schools to fill up the Google form provided for the data collection and submit it on or before 30th of September. This includes all schools affiliated with various boards. It said a link to the Google form is made available on the department's official website, education.nagaland.gov.in/. For any queries or assistance regarding the data collection process, schools may contact the number 9485-276690. This news comes to you from Agashwani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. As part of Ek Bed Ma Ginam, a global campaign launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of World Environment Day this year, staff of Akashwani Station Kohima today took part in planting trees at the office premises in honour of one's mother. Launching the campaign for Akashwani stations in the state from Akashwani Kohima, Cluster Head of Kohima, Deputy Director General Engineering K.K. Rengma participated by planting a sapling at the office. Rengma encouraged the staff to plant one tree sapling each, be it at the office or residences. He expressed optimism that this campaign will encourage people across the country to contribute towards preservation of Mother Earth. Program Executive Ella Kayina said Akashwani's setup in the state will join in the campaign till March 2025. She also informed that the state of Nagaland has been given a target of 35 lakh trees plantation and updated the latest report of the State Forest Department that about 28 lakh trees have already been planted in the state. Kayina said saplings were procured at a minimum rate from the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Nagaland. She said the office has so far planted ornamental trees, flowering and fruit-bearing trees. Range Forest Officer Kohima met the Lezo Kire, also at Dentity event, and planted a tree sapling. He expressed delight on the initiative undertaken by Akashwani Kohima. A total of 24 saplings of trees and ornamental plants were planted at the office premises today. Along with the tree plantation campaign, Swachhata activities will be taken up simultaneously at Akashwani Kohima and in all the setup, including high-power transmitters, Zabza, and residential quarters. Nagaland's advisor for agriculture, Martin Yantan, today emphasized the need to encourage farmers through collective efforts by ensuring fair prices for their produce. He said this while addressing the inaugural program of the Kohima Agricultural Produce Market Committee, APMC, Office Cum Market Yard at Upper BWD, Kohima. Yantan highlighted that this initiative would motivate farmers to focus on cash income rather than solely on self-sustenance. He expressed confidence that a market yard would create a significant economic impact in the state. Additionally, he stressed the importance of enhancing farming practices by providing market linkages, infrastructure, and inspiring seriousness among farmers. Yantan noted that the APMC serves as a bridge between farmers and consumers, urging APMC Kohima to set an example for other APMCs in the state. Presenting a brief report, MT Cum CEO of Nagaland State Agricultural Produce and Livestock Managing Board, N. Jacob Yantan, said there are 22 APMCs across Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the Indian contingent that participated in the Paris Paralympics. Modi congratulated the medalists and participants for their performance in the prestigious sporting event. India achieved its best ever performance in the Paralympics by winning 29 medals, comprising 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze medals. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya and President of the Paralympic Committee of India, Devendra Chacharya, were present during the interaction. And in football, Manipur's TG School English School clinched the junior boys' title of the 63rd Subroto Cup International Football Tournament, defeating Meghalaya's Mingken Christian Higher Secondary School 4-3 via a sudden death tiebreaker after both teams were tied 1-1 in the regulation time. The final match was played at B.R. Ambedkar Stadium in New Delhi. It was the third time in history, first in 44 years, that a team from Manipur lifted the coveted trophy. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland government and civil society organizations appeals Government of India to appoint an interlocutor of political level or ministerial level for ongoing Indo-Naga political dialogue and peace process. NESO urges Prime Minister Modi to intervene in the 16-month-long Manipur conflict, calls for immediate action and peace talks. Nagaland School Education Department to conduct comprehensive data collection exercise for all private schools in the state. And staff of Akashvani Kohima takes part in tree plantation as part of Ek Ped Maa Ginam campaign. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.